This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, I talked to molecular biology PhD student Udeb Karki from Arkansas State University. He talks about research that he presented during the Arkansas Biosciences Institute Fall Symposium at A-State, and I asked him about his research.
I'm from Nepal, and I applied here as a graduate school program. And I was selected for the program, so I'm interested to do the research regarding this type of the biotherapeutic productions by using the plant platforms. So I came here to do my research, and I'm happy to go there.
Yeah, we're glad that you're here. Fantastic. So tell us about the research that you're working on, if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, like plant is an alternative platform for the biotherapeutic proteins. So we are designing the novel plant cell lines by reducing some cell wall or some protease enzyme that is responsible to degrade the foreign therapeutic proteins. So for the proof of concept, we use the chemicals dichlorobenzonitrile, which is responsible for the inhibition of the biosynthesis of the cellulose. And we found that after treatment of the 10 micromolar of the DCB, this dichlorobenzonitrile, there's a formation of the clumps. And the clumps I have further treated with the pectinase and cellulase, there is a disappear of clumps when I treated with the pectinase. But there is no change in the clumps when I treated with the cellulase. That means the clumps is due to the pectinase, not the cellulase. So what I'm convinced till now is that without the cellulase, also cell can survive and divide. So by using this proof of concept, I'm targeting the cell wall specific gene for knockout the cell wall of the plant cell by using the CRISPR-Cas9 technology. And I'm also targeting the protease specific gene that makes to suitable environment for foreign protein to produce in the plant cell platforms.
And you used tobacco cells for this, right?
I used the tobacco BY2 cell lines as a model system, yeah.
Okay. And tell us about how long you've been working on this.
Yeah, I'm working here like last three semesters. This is my fourth semester. And so from the next semester, I will fully focus on this research. Till now, I completed my all coursework, graduate coursework and all. So from this next semester, I will fully focus on my research, and I will make one conclusion to make a novel cell wall free or cell wall deficient plant cell lines, which have the high potential to produce the human therapeutic proteins.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Tell us about, in the world of agriculture and that, how this research can be applied in the world of agriculture and what would be some of the impacts of that, if you don't mind, please.
Yes. Apart from the agriculture, also this research is basically focused on the biotherapeutic productions. This is the cell lines, not in the whole plant, but in the cell lines, or we can produce the proteins, which is useful for the human therapeutics, like for producing the red blood cells ex vivo by using some growth factor, some human growth factor like erythropoietin or interleukin-3 or like the stem cell factor. We can produce this type of valuable growth factor in the plant model that will be very cheap as compared to the animal model. And there is less chance of cross-contaminations in the plant system. And that's why this is important for the therapeutic industry rather than the agriculture industry in this research. But in the whole plant system also, we can target some protease gene that can reduce the degradation of the foreign proteins we incorporate in the plant, and we can make the mass culture of the cultivation of the tobacco plant and produce the more targeted therapeutic proteins. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So who has been your faculty mentor? Who's been working with you on this?
I'm working with Dr. Zhang Fang Su. He's Zhe Su, and he's my mentor. And yeah, he's nice.
How has that partnership been by way of that mentorship? How has Dr. Zhu helped you in your life and also in your research?
Yeah, he's like an awesome person for my life and my research. He's actively involved in the each and every component of my research, and he's there always if I have any small problem or any research problem. So he's a very nice researcher as well as he's like my guardian in my real life too. He's guiding me very well, and he's fantastic, and he has a great personality. I'm a fan of him actually. So I'm very happy to go further for the next 3-4 years or so for my research. That's my...
Fantastic. Yeah. And so is this your first time presenting your research at a symposium like this?
This is my second time. Okay. I already presented this research in the Florida last summer. Yeah, for the in vitro biology conference. And this is my second time to present the poster here in the ABS symposium.
Very good. And how is it, you know, having the opportunity to be able to present your research?
We scientists, we researchers are not only like inside the research lab, right? So we need to communicate our research, our outcome, our findings to the normal like public, because this is the public funded property, public funded research. So we should be very responsible to communicate with the public, because this goal or this outcome went to the public, right? So this is, I'm very happy to present in the public platforms that will give me happiness to share my research or my idea to the public.
Thank you. Molecular biology PhD student at Arkansas State University, Udab Karki, on the Created State podcast on KASU. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State podcast at the Created State podcast page on KASU.org, also available on Spotify and iHeartRadio, also iTunes or Google Play, where you can listen on the NPR app. Also tell others about the Created State podcast, and please leave us a review. And we'd love to hear from you. You were listening to A-State Connections and the Created State podcast on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.